You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's go. You guys are a real collection of doorknobs. You know that?
You all know, right. We know how much you loved when Phil just kind of dropped his name in that one drop.
Yes.
So we said, what if we get happy birthday, Mike?
Mike, don't forget, take your vitamins promo code Phil. All right.
Just wanted to
thank
let you.
Know.
We all love you here on.
Oh, yes, Rico. I want to start with a positive. We're going to get into the rivalry in a little bit. But can we, I want to ask a question, and I'm happy to get booed out of the room. Boo this man. Boo. If any of you guys or the listeners think this is out of line, that if I'm being a homer, that if I apparently work for Bally, please call me out. Okay? But I want to sell you a positive pen. And that is the following. I think there are three legitimate candidates for MVP of the National Football League. And Jared Goff is one of them. Now, I want to give you the updated odds. And I want to completely disregard one human being. If you think it's wrong, Rico, throw the flag. Kenny, David, same thing. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Your leader in the clubhouse, who I am going to throw out in a controversial move, is Patrick Mahomes at plus 370. He has not played good football. I don't care how famous he is. I don't care if he's in the annoying ads with Andy Reid. Bundle Ruski. He's not the MVP of this league, nor will he be.
Well, actually, Mike, you know what? Just in the last 30 minutes, the odds have moved.
Okay, so he's plus 470 now.
Yes.
Lamar has moved to the pole position, I see.
Yes.
Live edits. This is good, though. Lamar Jackson, let's call it plus 200. It's an even number. It's easier than saying 195.
Yeah.
Okay? Josh Allen is plus 650. Jared Goff is plus 700. I am telling you, Lamar, Allen, or Goff should be the MVP. And that Jared Goff, remember, he's the only representative, guys, from the NFC. It's not going to be Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Saquon. It's not going to be Dak. It's not going to be Jordan Love. It's not going to be anyone with the Niners because they're all dead and injured. Guys, I want to know if you are willing to have a conversation about Jared Goff, a man who in the last 4 weeks has more touchdowns leading this offense, 18, than incompletions. 16, a man leading the league in completion percentage, a man destined for the better part of another 5,000-yard season, 4,500-yard season, and he's on the current number one seed in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, can we use the words Goff, MVP in the same sentence, or am I now working for Lions.com? Feel free to call me out. We start with the gentleman in the room.
TJ, is that you? No. When I was watching that game, I'm watching Jared Goff, and I said, Jared Goff may win the MVP. Now, at the time, I said Jared Goff will win the MVP, and then Lamar Jackson said, wait, hold my beer. Let me go out here. 5 touchdowns. I'm like, ooh. It's a 2-man race to me.
Okay.
Josh Allen is on the fringe, and now maybe with the new wide receiver toy that he has, maybe he can jump back into the equation. He may be the one that deserves it the most because he has nothing in Buffalo. It's okay. Really just him. But I look at Lamar, and I look at Jared Goff, and to me, it's a collision course. Patrick Mahomes shows me that people don't watch football. Patrick Mahomes is awful this year. Team hasn't scored 30 points. I think he is the most picks of like all the quarterbacks. Like, he's awful. He should not be in here. It just shows me people are idiots. Lamar puts up the highlight. He's the human highlight reel. But Jared Goff is the model of consistency. When you come out and you're perfect, and in another game, you're damn near perfect, mm-hmm. and nothing bothers you. The Jared Goff moment to me, when I said he was going to win the MVP, they drop back, Vikings come with a blitz, and it's almost a strip sack. Goff shrugs it off, throws the ball down the field, never looks back, never's worried, never's pressured, nothing. I'm like, that's an MVP-type throw. That guy right there, Lions fans, you've been chanting Jared Goff for years. The NFL may be saying Jared Goff at the ceremonies this year.
And by the way, air yards, buddy. Air yards.
Oh,
lots of air yards. He's got a career high, 9.37 air yards. You know that pleases me.
It does.
But guys, tell me, it's one thing to like your quarterback. It's another thing to be happy with him, think he can bring you a Super Bowl. It's another to talk about MVP of the National Football League. Jared Goff is leading the league in completion percentage at 73.6. That's obscene. Normally, 65-66%, you're elite. Mm-hmm. 73.6? I think Jared Goff, Josh Allen, and Lamar are your three MVP guys. And I have no problem fighting the fight saying Jared Goff should be the league MVP right now. So I want to know where you're at. 248-539-9797. And again, it's fluid. Month from now, maybe Jared has a rough month. Maybe somebody else gets hurt. It can all change. Here now, on Thursday, October 24th. Why can't I say Jared Goff's league MVP?
Yeah.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I'm looking for voices of dissent here.
If you want your Jim Costa value, now is the time. I would definitely buy into Goff because I think it's only going to get better. This because he's carrying this team. And he also has that flashy play when he caught the touchdown pass. So
yes.
It's one of those where.
Mobile Goff season.
Well, not this weekend. Last week he had -4 yards. But we'll get to that later.
we're running a triple option next week. It's going to be amazing.
But when I watch this man. I said, hey, you know what, Detroit, for the first time ever, you have the best player in the NFL since Barry Sanders. That's how I feel about this.
That's how good he's playing.
Yeah.
And we're only, what, a little over, you know, it's a mathematical deal. You're called a third of the way through the season. I mean, guys, you're 5-1. I heard the morning show talk, and it was like a crime if you don't think this team's going 15-2. If you are the quarterback of a team who's gunning for the best record in the league, with the best offense in the league, you're going to be in that discussion. I don't care if he's not sexy. I don't care if he's not mobile Goff all the time. I don't care. I just get tired of finding reasons to not celebrate who the guy is versus look at the data.
Mm-hmm.
His numbers are ridiculous. I mean, he's pacing right now for a 5,000-yard season. He'll have the better part of 35 touchdowns. He will be doing it completing north of 70% of his passes. Do you know who that is? That's Drew Brees in his prime. Was Drew Brees considered an MVP-type guy?
Yeah.
So let's David, by the way, he's gone very quiet. He's very upset in there.
Wow, he's Team Russ.
No, that's it. He's Team Russ. Are you mad we didn't say Mr. Dangerous?
No, I'm not upset at all. But I will just be honest. I will be honest. I understand what his stats are. But a little bit of my bias comes in with this discussion. because his name is Jared Goff.
Are we like still
I'm just telling you where I'm at.
It's fair.
Because when you hear Lamar, you're like, yeah. You hear Patrick Mahomes, you're like, yeah. And I'm just having a hard time with MVP and Jared Goff being in the same sentence. But when you look at his numbers, he's doing everything that an MVP candidate should be doing. He looks comfortable in the pocket. You said it, Rico. He's efficient. There's no happy feet. There's no nervousness back there.
David,
he's just doing what he needs to do.
He's a flat-out leader. He's a stud right now. He is. And you know what the problem is? It's the same reason that Lions fans had a hard time grasping the fact that, well, that's Sam Darnold over there. but it's Sam Darnold. You know what? Sam Darnold grew up. You know what happened? Little Jerry Goff, he grew up and became Jared Goff. And he's for real now. Okay? You may have known him back in the day, but right now, it's him and Lamar. They're going to be competing. Now, Lamar, you know, he's got Derrick Henry, and he's going to make more flashier plays. Goff is going to be more consistent. So it really depends on, you know, what you like about it. Like I say, anybody who's talking about Patrick Mahomes, you can just miss me. You don't watch football.
Now, that is the other side of what I said. Because of the bias I have of Jared Goff MVP, people are only putting Mahomes in there because of his name.
David, if Jared Goff had Mahomes' stats, our phone lines would be filled right now for Hendon Hooker. Okay? Let's just put it in perspective. If Jared Goff was playing the same way Mahomes is playing right now, mm-hmm. people would be saying, it's time for Hendon Hooker. We need to make the switch in the bye week. That's what would have been said. 248-539-9797. Goff for MVP. Yeah. Detroit, you finally got one.
And look, I mean, I'm not telling you can pound your fist on the table. It's criminal if he doesn't win it. No, I'm not doing that. Lamar's had an incredible start to his season. I tip my cap. All I'm saying is, if I got the best candidate from the NFC and Lamar's the best from the AFC, I can say my guy's in it, and I can say I got a very good shot of getting it, staying in it, because I don't have anyone else I got to worry about in my conference rising up. For Lamar, if you want the numbers, 68.2, 1,800 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, 2 picks. And yes, you do have a rushing component. You do have some flash and dash. But you know what works against Lamar? He's already won the MVP multiply. I do think at a certain point, he's kind of capped out in this regard, because guess what he doesn't win? Playoff games.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that starts to weigh on people. He's already won it twice. You're going to hand it to him back to back? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah. And he's a fraction behind Goff on air yards at 9.9.
Yeah. Say that again.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
What about the rushing yards? They're close. Mobile golf season, folks.
He's very
elusive.
Yes.
And selective. He just doesn't run, but when he does,
he chooses not to unleash the weapon.
People stop and watch.
That's right. So just let me live in that world for like one more day. We will get to rivalry week as well, but we wanted to start out with the golf thing. Rico, hit him.
Mike, what are we doing?
We're doing golf stuff.
No, be curious. What?
Oh. Dude, I haven't had the coffee yet. My bad.
You know what, man?
Sorry.
You're a year older and you're starting to, yep.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.